Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
If you come to me sickly, you know I'm gonna make you well. If you come to me all hitched up, you know I'm gonna break the spell. If you come to me hungry, you know I'm gonna fill you full of grit. If it's loving you're lacking, I'll kiss you and give you the shivering bits, cause I'm a woman.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting to my right, as always, a few hundred miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you from cold and windy Redneckville, Arkansas. How's everything going, Matt?
Oh, things are okay. A little windy here, but a pleasant day for November here in Bagwine. About 60 degrees, sunny most of the day. Not bad at all.
Well, that's, yeah, you really can't complain about that.
Nope.
We got a... just to update everybody, second and goal for Arkansas at the Tennessee 8. Wilson running around. Better get rid of that ball, dude. He did. So anyway, had a little bit of a scare there at the beginning of the Arkansas game. Looked like that NASCAR race was going to run way over.
Yes.
I was going to have to give ESPN a piece of my mind, but luckily.
But you. You
luckily didn't miss more than about 5 minutes of it, yeah.
Oh, that's good, that's good.
Hey, and Mike has sound, so.
Yeah, I saw that. We're all happy about that. And speaking of Mike, hello to Mike and to our guest in the chat room. Welcome to I'm With Stupid. Thanks for popping in. As we tonight are going to be celebrating the female persuasion.
Uh-huh. So, as we say hello to Mike, we also want to say hello to Mrs. Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Touchdown, Arkansas.
All right. That's great, Jay. Focus. Focus.
And don't, not to worry, folks. I am a professional. I can deal with the Arkansas game and the show. At the same time, I'll give the show every bit of the focus and professionalism that I always give it. Oh, wait, no, I mean, I'll do even better. I'll do even better.
And actually, when you are talking about Arkansas football, you are, in essence, celebrating women. So
well,
we have that. Yes.
Oh, now, hold on. Arkansas's not the one who lost in overtime to the worst team in the Big Ten today. So.
Yeah, shout out to the Ohio State University Buckeyes, who lost a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
To the,
devastating. Devastating yeah. loss. Devastating loss, Matt.
I'm crushed.
Oh, me too.
And I've got my DVR set to record all the Columbus 11 o'clock news channels. So I can watch, replay the wailing and gnashing of the teeth.
As they go to sports and there's Slider Ball's cock with tears streaming down his cheeks.
And they resurrect the Hindenburg guy so he can go, oh, the humanity.
Yep. He's got a bowl full of chocolate and some ice cream. Just trying to make himself feel a little better.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Oh, hey, the Republicans are debating tonight?
Oh, that's right.
Well, yes. What a brilliant idea to have to debate on a Saturday night.
Well, they're talking about foreign policy, so, you know.
They don't. That's not something they want a big crowd for.
Exactly.
Especially when Rick Perry reels off the three countries we need to be worried about the most. North Korea, Iran, and shit, I don't know.
The Seychelles.
Burkina Faso.
Before we get into the celebration of womanhood, did you have any shout-outs, Jay?
No.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I have one right now because I just
really?
Got tweeted by a hottie. So shout out to Average Chick.
Wow.
Who was going to call in, but Cletus is just being too cute tonight. And I can understand that. I can understand that. It's still, about a year from now, she'll be like, would someone take this kid, go in the other room so I can listen to I'm with Stupid.
Yeah,
but now, you know, he's still new.
Yeah, he's still in the cute period.
Yeah, still got that new baby smell.
Yeah. And it's even cute when he, poops neon green into his diaper. It's cute right now.
Yeah.
Oh, look what he did.
Yeah, and when you take the diaper off and he pees straight up like old faithful, you go, oh, that was so cute.
Adorable. I have a few shout-outs, a couple shout-outs.
Well, all right then.
And they're all women-related, well, most of them. Thanks for everyone who liked us on our I'm With Stupid page this week. A lot of hotties liked us. And you can do the same if you'd like to go to facebook.com/IWS radio. We have a burgeoning community, don't we, Jay?
Yes, we do. That's a good time there.
Yes. And I'd like to give a shout-out. This is not women-related, but my son, and folks, you may get tired of me talking about this. You may want to shoot an arrow through my head, but the boy's going to have a great basketball season. He had his first scrimmage of the year today and double deuce, sank 8 threes for a total of 24 points.
Ooh-wee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to thrive in that up-tempo system.
Yes, he is.
Beat the defense down the floor, get him open off of a back screen, and drain the trifecta.
Yeah, although I wouldn't call it a back screen. It'll probably be he'll get the ball due to an errant pass that was probably supposed to go to someone else.
Well, that too. The length of the court pass that bounces through four sets of hands, and then he grabs it and then launches it.
You never know
because
where
the
ball's
going. When he gets the ball,
he's
going to shoot, right?
Yeah, because you never know where the ball's going to go when 80% of the starting squad is white.
Right. Yeah. So is he looking towards maybe a Kobe Bryant type, 15 shots to one assist ratio each night now? Is that what he's...
Well, I'll tell you what, you're not far off the mark. this new hotshot young coach they have told him he wants him to shoot the ball 20 times a night.
20 times in a 32-minute game.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. It's high
It'd
pace.
Be like, yeah, I was thinking I should take him down to like Kings Island or something, where you got to shoot the basketball and quick.
Yeah. All right, then. He's going to have a big season.
He is.
Big year. He's going to put up some numbers.
He will. Oh!
And you know what happens when you have a big year and you put up numbers like that?
What?
The babes.
The babes come to... Yeah, he's bringing the girls to the backyard, baby.
Yes, he is. The babes start showing up. They'd be walking through down the hallway, and they'd be, "Hi, Ryan."
Yes. And speaking of babes, we have the lovely Sherry Walton in the chat room. That's hot right there. That's some good stuff.
And Sherry.
Oh yeah.
And if you're listening to the show live, or when you listen to it on archives, if you listen on the main page where we there in that little box there where you can see the different photographs rotating through, you'll notice that I made sure to represent all the different hot ethnic women from around the world, which represents our vast and diverse worldwide audience, of course.
Yes, we are very culturally and religiously diverse.
Absolutely. I originally had Jennifer Aniston on there to represent white women, which I didn't really care whether we represented white women or not. I'm not a big fan. But but then I decided to take her down and put Alison Brie on there, who is Jewish, because we needed a Jewish girl on there. And, and I figured that the show's emblem, the boobs, would represent the white women, because they appear to be white boobs. I think the girl's a redhead, because I see some freckles. You know, when I blow the picture up full screen. But
well, speaking of redheads, Jay, we've got one in the studio with us. The old Schmoopster went and got her hair chopped off yesterday, and then last night I colored it red for the big soiree we're going to tonight.
So she's going as Pat Benatar.
Well, no, it's worse than that. I mean, she got her hair chopped off so much. Right now, she makes Sinead O'Connor look like Phil Spector. I swear to God.
So she's going as G.I. Jane.
She's going as G.I. Jane.
That's kind of hot, too.
Yeah, she's going to be walking into the party on my arm, mesmerizing everyone with her boyish charm.
Well, you go as Jerry Sandusky.
I was thinking about putting a white wig on and finding a Penn State blazer. I could have her hold a bottle of Yoo-Hoo.
Well, anyway, that's going to be a fun time.
It is.
You're gonna hit the big shindig at the brother's house with the.
No, it's not at the brother's house.
Oh, that's right. It's the it's at a restaurant, and they've got transportation provided.
Yes, they rented out half the restaurant, 6 party rooms, free taxi, free food, free booze, DJ, live music. I'll be celebrating women all night right there, pal.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. And by women, I mean the lovely Schmoop.
Of course.
Yes.
Because Schmoop is every woman.
She is every woman. I think there's a song about that.
Yes. Which when the first time I heard it when I was a kid, I thought she was singing "Climb, Every Woman," which I thought was awesome.
And you've never stopped trying since, have you?
Exactly right. I thought, well, you know, that's great advice.
So there's a lot of things to love about women. I'll tell you what, you know, 50% of the population, a little over 50% of the population of this world is women, so we should celebrate them. In fact, I'll tell you what, Jay, we picked up another woman in the world over the last couple of days that we need to celebrate.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I heard last Thursday, Ann Coulter went to Sweden, and she had an operation, and she is now a woman. So.
Well, congrats to her.
So we need to add her to our list of celebrants.
All right, well, that means I will officially stop calling her Andy now, I guess.
Yeah.
Does this mean Sean Hannity's going to like her less, though, now?
I don't know. I question him. You know, there are those who do protest too much.
Exactly. We are what we seem to hate the most.
Exactly.
Right?
Sometimes I think maybe his name's really Sean Sandusky.
Could be. But anyway, I think it's obvious to everyone that we're the perfect people to celebrate women because we do so with such respect and such decency.
Because sometimes we show our respect and how much we love women, we force it upon them.
We want to make sure they understand how much we love women.
Exactly.
We don't want there to be any questions. We don't want it open for debate or anything.
Exactly. We want them to know where we stand, which is usually outside their bedroom window in a raincoat.
With a camera, binoculars, necessary equipment.
That's right. Because we simply want to archive the beauty of the woman.
Exactly. Exactly. But, really, if you think about it, who else is going to celebrate women but us? I mean, a show hosted by a couple of women isn't going to celebrate women.
No.
Women hate other women.
More than men do. More than married men do.
But, I mean, I don't know about you, but I celebrate women every day.
Usually
right before bed.
And what is your ritual celebration, may I ask?
Well, just in the dark, a little music playing.
Mm-hmm.
Take a few minutes out to visualize everything I love about women.
Mm-hmm.
And, doesn't take too long usually.
Are there any women in particular you've celebrated of late?
I like to keep a variety.
Frankly, I'm at a loss of ideas. I've run through the gamut.
I like to keep a variety going. I like to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that have some repeat performances that I celebrate rather consistently, but.
Would Scarlett Johansson be one of those?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's worth celebrating at any time.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think the phone lines are open.
As they always are at 661-244-9852. So, Sherry or any other guests, Mike, you're welcome. We'll celebrate you.
Anyone out there listening on your mobile device?
Exactly.
Give us a call. You're listening on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android, your BlackBerry, your neighbor's wireless, just whatever.
Just call in. We'll celebrate you live on the air.
So, what do you love most about women, Matt?
Well, I've thought long and hard about this, and the thing I most love about a woman is the vagina. I mean,
that is so offensive.
It's
and
what?
You know what? That is so offensive. I am offended on behalf of women. Women who are offended by that. If you're not offended by that, send me a Facebook friend request.
Along with a picture.
Yeah, exactly. You need to have a lot of pictures up on Facebook. I'm not saying that I have a whole bunch of Facebook profiles open right now with a whole bunch of pictures up. And I'm not saying that I scroll through some of them, at night alone when I or anything like that. When I'm, had a few beers and I'm kind of lonely. Anyway, that's great. I love women for their mind.
I do too.
I love women because they're soft. They're caring.
They are.
They're
nurturing.
They're nurturing, absolutely. And Joe Adams has just put on one of the greatest punt returns in the history of college football for a touchdown. Just thought I'd throw that out there for folks. But anyway, a lot of people consider women to be more, you know, psychotic, selfish, greedy, angry, vain, entitled, and a little bit vindictive. But it's a little unfair. Some women are maybe a combination of some of those things, but rarely all of them. Okay, maybe vindictive. Maybe they're all vindictive, but
yeah.
but the for, you know, otherwise they're just kind of a combination of two or three of those others, you know.
Now, our guest in the chat room, Sherry, she pointed out a couple things. saying
I'd like to point out a couple of things to. Oh, go ahead.
I thought you were a breast man, and I do. That's another thing. I do like boobage.
Well, doesn't everybody? But honestly, I'm an ass and leg man.
Yeah. Oh,
that's you know, but you know, we all have our own tastes.
So
our
you're
kind of
like
dislikes.
You're kind of like
I'm even
Rooney.
Absolutely, Andy Rooney was a butt man, and that's why Andy and I got along so well. And I tell you, I even like the psychotic ones. Well, wait, let me correct it. The psychotic ones like me. That's what I meant to say.
Well, Jay, I think if you look in the chat room right now, we may have a psychotic one on our hands.
Uh-oh. Oh, and unfortunately, she has company and can't call in.
Yes. And it's a good thing because, folks,
that means we have 8 minutes of open season on Shirley.
Sherry.
See?
Oh,
look
my
at that.
God. All that's
that
going to help.
Yeah.
If she ever gets her chance, she's going to go all Farrah Fawcett on me and burn my bed.
Yeah, very sorry about the Shirley thing, Sherry. I got her confused with Sunshine State Shirley, who also should have called in tonight.
Oh,
speaking of psychotic, but in a good way.
Oh God! You know. See, as we call her, the official hot mess of the I'm With Stupid radio show.
Exactly. So.
Oh, there's
anyway,
a couple
other
things.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, there's a couple other things I like about women, too. I like how they, you know, bring my beer to me already opened, have the snacks all laid out 15 minutes prior to game time. I mean, that's nice.
They cook your frozen pizza for you in
exactly.
A preheated oven.
In a preheated oven.
I think I'm going to try that.
Are you
have pizza? We're gonna have pizza tomorrow night. A DiGiorno's pizza, of course.
Of course.
And it's got the pepperoni pizza and the breadsticks. Yeah, combo there. Great value. Anyway, I think I'll preheat the oven on this one.
All right.
Just to see what happens. I'll let everybody know. Maybe I'll blog about my preheated oven experience.
Actually, that's so stupid. It would be funny.
Which is pretty much our motto around here.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I see that you used to get Sherry's name wrong all the time.
Now, yeah. See, I don't agree with that. I don't know where she's coming from on that. I will tell you, though, Jay.
We have a little disagreement here.
Yeah, we got a little rambunctiousness going on in the chat room, folks.
Tension is building a little.
Yeah, there's some sexual tension, at least on my end. I will tell you, I thought about her today as we were talking about celebrating women, because I still have a birthday present from her from high school that I use every day.
Oh, okay. Obviously, so this isn't the present. It obviously isn't the present you wanted from her, because
she.
Anyway, go ahead.
When I was 17, on my 17th birthday, she took me out to get my ear pierced.
That is so sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's how women are.
Yeah. Yeah. And she says that right now, while she's listening to us, she's serving the men in the room snacks, like a good woman should.
That's right.
And you know what? I'm starting to like this Sherry chick.
Well, I know.
I tell you what, she's invited to the Super Bowl party.
Well, little does she know, she is holding the Super Bowl party.
Yeah, exactly. By invited, I mean we're coming over. And she can serve us snacks during the game.
That's right.
Because we can't stop watching the game to go get snacks. We need to
pay
attention.
No. So, Sherry, you may as well now get on, go online and order a Green Bay Packers apron, because that's what you're going to be wearing all day.
Or if you don't want to wear the apron, you can wear an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
And nothing else.
Exactly. I thought that was kind of implied. And
yeah.
TCU just beat Boise State.
Well, that's not good.
Well, actually, it's not. There's 1 minute left, and they just took a 36-35 lead. So, Boise State will come down and kick a field goal.
Yeah.
1 minute. Anyway.
And for the women who we are celebrating, who are listening, I know that doesn't mean anything to you, but we'd be glad to explain football to you.
Yes. Yeah, we're very patient. We're very patient guys when it comes to things like that.
Mm-hmm. I see. We're getting a little catty in the chat room now.
Ooh, what?
It seems Ms. Sherry would like to wear Aaron Rodgers. And that's a statement I'm not unfamiliar with. I get that a lot here in the Bagwinds. Although more emphatically, it's, you're no Aaron Rodgers, you slob. There's nothing like a little constructive criticism from a woman.
Uh-huh. Keeps you honest.
That's right. Keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, and I think Mike had a couple of comments about your getting your ear pierced and drilling a hole in your head. It's a little uncalled for right there.
Yeah, I mean, that was a little hateful.
But, you know, Mike's feeling a little.
And now I guess Sherry is referring to it as it was a lobotomy.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like they're teaming up on you now, Matt.
Yeah, that's fine. We have like 90 seconds left in the live stream, so if you don't call in, you're going to lose the last 15 minutes of the show, so please call in at 661-244-9852.
And if you don't call in, you suck. No, if you don't call in, you can always hear the entire show, including the final 15 minutes, in the archives.
That's right.
Which is where apparently 99.9% of our listeners have been listening. And Blog Talk Radio says, oh, that's great. But you know what? We're going to focus on live listeners now in our
room.
Yes, but anyway, they just don't like us.
No, they don't. But I'll tell you.
I don't know if BTR's run by that British lady who says, Blog Talk Radio. And we've insulted so many times, or what?
It could be Rupert Murdoch's daughter.
It could be.
But anyway, thanks for everyone who came in the chat room. Lively chat tonight. We haven't seen that in quite a while. That was nice.
Always, always fun. A little give and take, a little interaction.
A little heartache for me.
Yeah, a little back and forth, a little up and down. The way we like it.
That's right. So, and now we're into the dead stream.
Yes, we are. We're in the... Oh, there's a caller at the very last second.
Really? I know who this is.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jay. Tell Sherry. Sherry can stay in the chat room. Or the...
Sure.
Type in place.
She could stay in the chat room. She just won't hear any of the show.
We can type to her.
Could you type a
Mike,
transcript of the show real quick, like?
Yeah.
like a court reporter?
That's it.
Transcribing
I'm that fast.
I'm sorry to tell you, Mike, but she walked out.
She's gone. Oh, well.
You creeped her out, Mike.
I'm one of the guys now.
Yeah.
We'll be the judge of that.
Oh, you're still entry level creepy.
I'm mad to work on it.
You haven't reached elite level like we have. I've been challenged by Knight to she says that I can't creep her out, and I think I can. I've been challenged by my good friend Yanech too. So I'm gonna be busy. I told her that I'd given up trying to creep her out, but I was just saying that, you know. She'd let down her defenses.
Some people think being a creep is easy. It's hard work, isn't it, Jay?
Oh, it takes effort. You gotta practice, you gotta work on it all day. You gotta Google people.
Comes natural to some people.
You got to get on the social media sites and just kind of keep an eye on what people are doing and what they're saying and make notes and
How many
a lot of time on their Facebook page going through pictures.
How many females have you had request you not to come back to her page anymore?
That's zero so far.
That's a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Very disappointing. Usually I can run them off, you know, by saying something really offensive on Twitter. But usually when I do that, it's something along the lines of saying that I just given the Bible one half star on Goodreads, you know. Because it was preachy and pushy and judgmental or something. But
well, you can leave a few comments trying to be funny and find out that they weren't in a funny mood.
Well, you got to be careful. A lot of women don't have a sense of humor. Man, the referees just gave Boise State the most bullshit pass interference call. So they are clearly trying to make sure Boise stays undefeated. That the game is fixed. Somebody called Vinny Bond. Obviously, the mafia is controlling these games.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only Italian I could think of at the moment. So,
well, just ask the DA who was investigating the Penn State scandal. He'll tell you that. Well, he won't tell you that. If he could, he would.
Because just like out of a scene from The Sopranos, he disappeared. They found his laptop with no hard drive in it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it's a coincidence.
Yes. So, Mike, what do you love about women, Mike?
Have you didn't go to my blog today yet? Because it was really a coincidence that I posted the Esquire Sexiest Women Alive post today for Sexiest Women in the World. One woman from every 195 countries in the world.
Really?
And every single one of them listened to this show.
Except one country, they couldn't come up with anybody, and I told you, Mr. J, to give it your best shot. I figured you'd have a picture of somebody from whatever country it was.
Whatever country it was.
What country was it, Mike?
You want me to go? I have to go look. I don't remember. There's 195, and there was one that they didn't have.
Was
well, let me look here real quick.
It takes a while to go through these silly things. It took me almost 20 minutes to forward through. So, hold on.
Well, why didn't you tell us which country they couldn't come up with on your blog?
Yeah.
Because I would have had to go back and find it. I thought I was going to find more than one, but there was only one.
Oh. Okay. Well, I see you have the lady from Somalia on there.
Yes.
Excellent choice.
See? Imam. I didn't realize she was from Somalia until she got there, until I did that.
Yeah. Married to David Bowie.
See, you know this stuff. That's why I think you could come up with a girl from this unknown country that I'm trying to find right now.
She has a problem, though. She's got what we might call a temper. She's not good to the help.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, my God, yes.
She kind of, when you say to the help, you mean like waitresses, you know, like maybe like Rachel Ray is, like when she doesn't leave tips and is rude to people?
Or just people walking down the street. She's been in a few altercations.
Well, you know, I like a girl with spunk. A girl,
no,
you know,
spunk.
Got a little fire to her.
That's right. She's scrappy.
And the football karma takes over. Boise misses the field goal and loses to Texas Christian.
Wow, that's just like they did last year against Nevada.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Guy had about a 30-something yard field goal, and he just bombed it off to the right. I mean, it wasn't even close. Total
choke. Well, I'll tell you what,
here it is.
Okay.
Dominica. I have no idea where Dominica is.
Well, it's in the Caribbean, isn't it?
You would think.
I don't know. You would think. Well, I'm sure that's next on your Google search, Mike.
It's already
Discover
done.
Discover Dominica.
And I'm going to the Wikipedia page now.
A beautiful Caribbean island with the best diving and hiking in the region. Ideal spot for a honeymoon, Matt.
You
being the only engaged person here in this discussion.
That's right.
We needed some music behind you, and it would have been like a little travelogue thing.
Dominica has a population of 72,000, so you'd think they could come up with one female.
You would think. But as far as going down there with Shmoop J., no, I can't get her outside of the city limits. She breaks out in hives.
Oh, my.
What did you find?
Well, I just did a little Google image search for Dominican women, and hello.
Well,
yeah,
that's probably the Dominican Republic, though.
Yeah. Yep.
Hold on.
Okay.
Dominica women. And, ooh. Well, yeah. That's unfortunate right there. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? You know, I'm pretty sure that Esquire was quite thorough.
And the last 15 minutes of I'm With Stupid today is brought to you by three creepy guys on a party line.
There's videos
okay,
for
then.
Dominica women.
I'll tell you what. My bladder's screaming, so if you'd like, I could put a woman on the phone to get a perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Living
Let's
Dominica.
Women. Yeah.
Women's sex tourism.
Jay, you try to keep Mike in control. Would you?
I'm heading to a new site.
Hi, boys.
Oh. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How yous?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's the Schmoopalicious.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Smoopy.
So how short did you get your hair cut, Smoop?
It's pretty short, Jay.
Uh-oh.
So are you saying that Matt's going to take longer to get his hair done in the mornings now?
Well, no, actually, he's bald now because he shaved all his balls. So.
Well.
But I'll tell you what, it's pretty short and spiky. Think of the 80s, babe.
That's hot.
And it's red.
Can he still hold on to it, though? Can he still grab it?
No, there's not much there, Mike. I'm sorry.
Not if he wants to live.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well. It's better than having it hanging in my face, I guess. Hair, I mean.
Yeah. See, now I was totally going to just let that go.
No, you were not. No, you
no,
were
yes,
not.
I was. I was just sitting here biting my tongue like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, beat you to the punch, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Well, Bladder Boy's back. Do you want to talk to him?
Do we have to? No.
You don't have to, no.
Yeah. Well, he's one of the hosts, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. All right, kids. Well, have a good night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now that we've talked to you.
Snoop.
Aw, thanks, guys.
What'd you call her?
Smoop.
Oh, okay.
The Schmoopinator.
The Schmoopinator. Looking all manly and stuff. Yeah. That's your
and touchdown, Arkansas.
Oh, my God.
Dennis Johnson just went, I don't know, 70 yards? 71. So, I can tell you guys are excited.
Yeah, I can't wait till the middle of January when you actually pay attention to the show, Jay.
Hey, I've paid full attention to the show tonight.
Of course you have.
Been right there, man. I've been right there.
So how's the babage in St. Louis, Mike? A lot of good looking women?
Oh yeah.
Really?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I met a guy one time that tried to tell me there were more good looking women per capita in St. Louis than in Texas. And I just don't think so. I mean, nothing against St. Louis. I'm sure there are lots of, you know, babes there.
There's too many more people.
Sheryl Crow
in Texas.
From St. Louis? Didn't Sheryl Crow from St. Louis area?
She's from down around the Boot Hill area.
Oh, okay.
I think she went to school in St. Louis. I think she went to Washington
University.
University.
Yeah.
We could look that up on the internet.
It's fine, Mike.
It's really okay. It's not that big a deal.
We only have 2 minutes left, Mike. Not that you couldn't do it.
Yeah. Lots of hot babes in Arkansas, too, let me tell you.
Yeah. Plants Lincoln tops the list.
I'm telling you. There's no Barbara Mikulski's here, but this.
I'll tell you what, Mary Landrieu used to be pretty good looking.
Oh, yeah?
But
well, you know, those Louisiana chicks are hot.
Yeah.
In fact, I can think of one right now. She's one of the ones I have her Facebook page open there with her, the photos page, the profile pictures.
And who would that be, Jay?
That would be my BFF, Warrior Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Louisiana hottie.
Yeah.
And when I say hottie, I mean, you know, a woman of substance and beauty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cheryl taught school in Fenton, right next door to where I live.
Well, I used to go there for my ex's parties,
Fenton
and St. Charles.
Ah.
That's fascinating, guys, really. But
almost as fascinating as the Arkansas football game.
Yeah.
Almost.
Hey, now. Now, that was just heartful.